Your Honor, we the jury find the defendant Sweet Tango Apples guilty on all counts of being the crispiest, sweetest, zestiest, most delicious tasting apple you can buy.
Order! Order in this courtroom! Bailiff, come back here. Where are you going?
I'm going with them. I want some Sweet Tango Apples too.
You love a great mystery, but not in the produce aisle. Be sure to reach for Sweet Tango, the most delicious tasting apple money can buy. Investigate where you can get yours at sweettango.com.
Welcome once more, my eerie enthusiasts, to a Spooktober tale steeped in ancient anger and vengeful spirits from the far-off lands of the rising sun. Tonight, we delve into the chilling lore of a citywide curse, a saga of samurai rebellion, and eternal unrest that refuses to fade into the mists of history. In the heart of Tokyo lies a grave, a simmering spot of spectral spite, the resting place of the decapitated head of a warrior whose defiance of the imperial court has left a centuries-old curse festering in the modern metropolis. Legend whispers that those who dare to disturb his slumber, or worse, attempt to move his shrine, invite calamitous misfortune. A promise kept with eerie precision over the centuries. Join the Fearless, your ghoulish guides, as we tread carefully around the cursed contours of this story, for even speaking the vengeful deity's name could invoke the wrath of his restless spirit. Will you brave the curse with us, or does fear already clutch your trembling heart? Welcome once more to the ATT Spooktober Spectacular! Alien Theorist Theorizing, Case File 334. The Curse of Muskakaka. No.
Chicago.
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 I'm Braden.
I'm Zell.
I'm Dan.
And I'm Andrew.
We're back.
Spooktober continues.
It's almost like we never left.
Never left.
Almost like we never left.
It's like Spooktober's never ending.
Yeah. Listen, and if you don't like Spooktober, you only got two more of these to listen to. Till we're off the Spooktober topic. But drinking these new, you ever try these guys once? Just hard teas.
Hard teas.
Just hard tea.
Caffeinated, isn't it?
Is it like tea?
Oh, is it caffeinated?
Oh, you're fucked. You'll be up till 3 a.m.
Can't do it.
Yeah, steep black tea. Shit. All right. Well, we're recording all four tonight.
Yeah, dude, knock out all four. Let's go. We're done.
Woo. Yeah. Could you imagine how drunk we would be if we did that? Like drinking beers and we're like, we're going to record all four weeks of podcasts in one Sunday. The fourth episode would be like, welcome to 336.
Just be slurring.
It would sound like one episode of D&D.
All screaming over top of
it. Wouldn't remember it. We'd have to record it again because we wouldn't remember it. We'd be like, wait, what? All right, we got to do that at some point.
We do.
Yeah, it would be pretty funny.
Next pod week, because we can't really do a week, we'll have to just do a day.
Pod day?
It's pod day. It starts at 10 a.m.
Hours?
It's 10 to 10.
12 hours, 12 shows, one day.
Nonstop.
We're eating pizza.
We're eating an episode.
Piss jugs.
For sure.
Yeah.
Progressively.
It's a great idea. It's a great idea. I love it.
Yeah. Yeah, but continuing in the vein of Spooktober, we're talking about creepy curses, and especially the one that is a 1,000-year curse, which is like, if you, you know, if you're going to have a curse, like this is the one, like this is the
this,
one.
This Thousand one opened my mind. And well, this one also opened my mind to the fact of like, we always talk about like haunted houses, but it's like, I think everyone, even like me in this house, you've had like a creepy moment in your house. It's like, you know, maybe there's some ghosts that are just like, you know, they're like, I haunt this within city limits. This is my town. Right? And they,
oh, you mean like so, they got like a haunting jurisdiction?
Yeah. They're like, I haunt in the Kelowna city limits. And so they're just like roaming around, haunting outside, inside, all over the place, right? And affecting everyone in different ways. I was like, I never even thought about that kind of possibility of like, you know, the old mayor still.
Well, this is the result of like, you can see what happens when you revoke a person's deity or deified status. And then you tell them, then you say, wait, we'll give it back. We'll give it back.
Yeah, you're like, we'll pronounce him to God. And now we'll take it away, and you're like, I'm not happy about that.
No, we'll give it back. we're specifically talking about the Curse of Masakado.
And listen, if anyone, 100 internet points to whoever can guess who picked the Japanese case file.
You'll never guess.
It's not the guy with the anime pillows. There's no way.
It's not the guy. It's not the guy who picks like 90% of the topics.
Dan's like, dude, listen, Spooktober is Dan's. He's living because he can put those pillows out, and he's like, it's Halloween decoration. Yeah, it's
just decoration.
This is for the year. Move over, Gundams.
So this one has an interesting history where it's like you have he's an actual historical figure known as Taira no Masakado, who was a rebellious samurai warrior, and also said to be like they named him like the first samurai. He was actually killed in 940 AD. Like he was part of a very noble, powerful clan that was descended from one of the emperors of Japan.
And this guy was fucking badass.
Yeah,
like he was basically like the first anti-hero. Like people liked him, but he was like he's like a bad, you know.
They liked him, but they feared him.
Yes, he's like the bad guy you love to like that you love.
Yeah, it was around the same in that specific time period of Japanese history. It was the time where the capital was Kyoto at the time, not Tokyo as it is today. But the emperor was ruling from Kyoto, and then. And the area that is Tokyo now, like it was nothing. Like it was like mud flats and like farms. It wasn't even like a city. It was just like basically frontier area. And around that time, Masakado and like his court.
Like Tokyo was just like a fucking, that was like the place where fucking outlaws and bastards and hookers lived.
Yeah, that's where you, it's pretty much where you would say
Sodom and Gomorrah.
Yeah, it was like the wall. Like, it's where you said all your, you know, your bastards and all that stuff.
Yeah, like that's anyone in
Australia.
Like, Yeah. Basically, you're like, Japan's, you know, they're like, you had some birth defects. They're like, up to the north.
and it was also at a time that the current emperor and his court were kind of being perceived as weak, and they were not like not effective, and they were just like they were there and they weren't able to rule effectively. So at this point, yeah. Like Masakado,
so
like,
says yeah, all the bastards and fucking cripples and weird new fucking emperor fucking sucks as they're living in their no man land. You fucking hate him, man. Won't let us in there.
Well, it's like, why are we paying taxes to this guy when he doesn't do anything out here? Like we're taking care of our business.
He doesn't
business.
Do anything for us. As their little hands.
So Masakado and his merry band pretty much like all grouped up together, and they fought a couple battles, and they claimed like a large swath of land around that area, and then they became like he declared himself officially like emperor, like other emperor.
Yeah, emperor of the north,
emperor
man.
Two.
Yeah.
King of the north.
But you know, even though he like so the funny thing is like he took over this, so he's essentially like a warlord at this point, but he's taken over these counties and these large areas of land and these cities, and like the people love him. Like they like him. Yeah, like dude, the poor people and the people that he's like ruling over, they liked him. Like he was a popular figure. And so like it's kind of weird because it's like he's in a lot of, you know, after the history, there's a lot of stuff like trying to tear down his reputation of like what he was. But in like during that time and like around like his contemporaries, like the people he was like in charge of, they all really liked him better than the emperor. But the emperor was like not happy about this, understandably. So he pretty much called in all the favors that he could possibly call in, and he brought down a force that was vastly and numerically
must have brought in Damocruz.
Yeah.
That was
the samurai.
No. That you're mixing it. That's the last samurai.
That's right. What I mean.
Yeah.
That, you need the last samurai to take out the first samurai. He managed to put together
the balls on that guy.
Right?
Right? The balls. Could you imagine that movie? That movie is never getting made today.
Which movie? First Samurai?
The Last Samurai, starring Tom Cruise.
Yeah, but isn't that a historical figure?
Samurai.
Like he wasn't trying to become a samurai. What are you talking about?
The Last.
Like he wasn't playing in it.
Was he wasn't trying to play a guy
playing another guy.
Which would have made the movie.
It's not Kirk Lazarus here.
That would have made the movie something different, though.
I would have been amazing.
Tropic Thunder still rules.
Didn't it,
right?
Hold on. Was it Clint Eastwood? He played. No, not Clint Eastwood. It was,
Marlon Brando?
John Wayne. No, played, no. John Wayne played Genghis Khan. Attila the Hun or Genghis Khan.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's hilarious.
Yeah. It's good. It's an actor, man. He's a huge range.
Actor.
He is playing Asian. It's great.
Gonna pillage your city, pilgrim, and fill your mouth with melted gold. So the emperor manages to bring down this force to bear on Masakado, ambushes his army, and then he is defeated, and he is, you know, as is what you do to your enemies at that time, you behead them and you take your head, that head, and you display it for everybody to see as a warning.
Yeah. You dribble it.
The impaler shit.
I mean, the emperor like hated this guy. Like, I mean, it was like, he prevented him from having a Buddhist ritual ceremony since, you know, back.
In his defense, you're just like, this guy, you know, before this, no one else has been like, I am also emperor. So he's like, he's sending a message. He's going to be like, hey, listen, this is not happening.
Would be usurper here. Yeah. Like, this is, what are you supposed to do? Like, this rascal in the north. Look at him with his friends.
Yeah, with his band. No, you got to take cripples and
fucking, if I learned anything from Game of Thrones, got to fucking poison him.
Everyone dies.
Give him a little milk of the poppy while he's sleeping. Get rid of him.
The emperor like puts
is that
so
just
much
heroin.
Yeah,
it's well, that, I just it just clued into my head. I'm like, they're just overdosing on heroin.
No, it's opium.
Yeah,
opium. Yeah,
yeah, which is
heroin.
The poppy. Yeah,
which is derived to all the other opioids.
So you not only curse this guy in the, you know, in the living, in the afterlife, he's barred from entering the afterlife. And so his soul is doomed to wander the earth eternal at this point, since you don't be able to send him off with the proper
rituals. I would like that curse, to be honest. I would like that curse to be able to wander forever. Just wander the earth.
I'm not convinced that you're not already cursed and just a ghost that's already doing this.
It's, right? It's true. Like, we don't record in person.
Yeah.
Zell's curse is he's forced to podcast forever.
I'll never get out. Podcast and play the local bar show forever. That's as far as I get. I'm okay with that curse, though. That's a fine curse for me.
Yeah, I'm happy just with play that. ghostly concerts, ghostly rock shows every night. Like,
no one ever acknowledges that I'm even playing, so that makes sense.
You're like, is there some sixth sense thing going on?
Yeah, everyone just stares at Cass, the singer, and I just stand there in the shadows.
Yeah,
nobody knows I'm there.
Do you ever just stop playing? Do you ever just stop playing for a little bit?
Am I even doing this?
Is it because they're trying to figure out what type of hat he's wearing the whole time? It's like, what is that, a bowler? Yeah. What is that?
I just buy it. Everyone calls it a top hat.
No, top hat,
but it's not. It's a bowler hat. It's a bowler. Not a fedora.
They're probably trying to figure out his sexuality. That's also what it that. Is. They're like, whoa. He's captivating both sides of the audience. Everyone's like, right.
That's huge. That's a good play.
Yeah. It's
great. They're like, it's genius. Yeah. It's genius. It doesn't, yeah. doesn't say anything yeah. either way.
No.
Mm-hmm. So after the emperor dispatches of Masakado, he's still such a popular figure that, you know, legends start sprouting up about him and talking about, you know, his mother was a serpent and, had, you know, he had to be stabbed in the top of the head because that was his only vulnerable spot, very much like Achilles. Like
what an interesting thing, though. It's like that's the parallel. I kind of was interested when I read that bit. I was like, what an interesting parallel. Like, it's like that legend of like the one weakness, right? His top of the head. I was like, is that just, you know, a fabled legend that kind of goes everywhere? It's like, you know.
One of the more enduring legends is that his daughter, Takayasha, apparently was said to have like taken up residence in the ruins of his fortress after he died. And then she became like a necromancer and raised an army of frogs,
you could bring back is an army of frogs.
Well, his mom was a reptile.
That's not, I take back where I said, ooh, cool. Cause you can't say I'm a necromancer. And then you're like, okay, and I raised an army of frogs.
So the thing
is, to what end? To what end? To annoy the people from like fucking 7 to 9 at night? with some loud ribbits? That's it?
So apparently in the legend, like it's in Japanese, frog or kaeru is like a pun on return. It's like a pun on return. So it is like, it's like a hint that Masakado would perhaps come back and for his revenge. So it's like the whole thing is just like bringing back frogs. It's really the return.
You know what though? What if, hold on. What about this? Listen, are they native frogs?
I mean,
to the area?
It's an army.
Was she bringing in?
I would imagine she fucking import her frogs before she resurrected them.
That's what I'm saying.
Of course, they're native.
That's
frogs.
What I'm saying. What I'm saying is, did she bring in some invasive species? She's like, oh, this. I'm gonna fuck up Tokyo with these fucking toads, right? Right?
Yeah.
She's like, and these are just gonna decimate the local frog population. Just. Run! These things are gonna be everywhere. Like Australia.
They croak even louder.
Yeah, they croak even louder. They hop twice as far.
So,
you can't even lick them and get high.
Masakado's head started to make the rounds as they took it to Kyoto, where they hung it from a tree in the local marketplace or like the large marketplace. And then they eventually had to take it down because people were saying that the head was howling during the night. Ooh, and like people could hear it screaming. Cool. And then it would like people said they could hear it screaming out, demanding where to know
where
its body was.
Where is my body? That's the English dub. I can't speak Japanese.
And then somehow, reportedly, the head made its way to another small fishing village called Shibasaki, which is now the city of Edo.
That's when you know the emperor's just being fucking petty if he shipped it off to like the small fishing villages too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right? Well, you know, like, it's just like, no, they got to know.
Yeah. Hey, look at this guy.
Yeah.
And,
do not pass go. Do not collect $200.
With my body.
The strange thing is like how normally, like I feel like culturally it's different because like here it's like us. It's
this
like
is their Minnesota Iceman.
Well, it's like you would try to get rid of these things, like these evil things. We always try to get rid of the evil relics or the body parts at whatever that seem to be causing, you know, bad things to happen. You're trying to get rid of the haunted amulet. You're trying to get rid of the haunted whatever. And this was like this guy's severed head. But when it gets to Shibasaki, the locals there actually like they gave it like a burial with full honors, and they erected gravestones and then put on all the ceremonial charms that would prevent it from like escaping, but they would also like kind of like take care of it. So it's just one of those things where it's like,
did they smoke his ashes? That's everyone knows. Yeah, that's the number one way to protect yourself.
Yeah, and get rid of tuberculosis. Yeah,
that's of course.
Yeah,
a cleansing of the lungs, if you will.
Did Japan suffer from tuberculosis? Did they get hit in the big heydays? I don't know. Probably because they were smoking some Picasso or Masicado. Picasso.
But it's a thing. It's like where they are trying to appease the spirit and trying to keep it from, you know, cursing their city. But
Japan,
even
though, like, pre-World War II was not the number one cause of death from 35 to the end of the war, tuberculosis.
Ooh.
Okay,
ooh.
Never mind. There you go.
In the 1300s, there was a great plague in Edo, and the whole thing was like the legend rose up that the entire plague was attributed to Masakado, like being angry that his shrine had been moved. Like they hadn't buried him properly. So they ended up moving him from where he was, like this little temple out in Shibasaki, and they moved him to a more prestigious shrine in Tokyo.
Every time something shitty happens in Japan, they're like, we gotta upgrade this guy's mausoleum.
You're not wrong, Andrew.
I'm not, yeah, 100% not wrong, because that's pretty much what happens.
Oh, yeah.
They move him to Tokyo.
Up until recent times.
They promote him basically. Yeah, when they promote him basically from angry ghost to one of the main deities, like they make him, basically make him a god, to try and appease the spirit. And so they said, like, for a while, it seemed to work until like almost 75 years later, or no, was it? It worked for a while. I guess not even 75 years. So like 1874 is what they said. The next one, major thing is that they had, the Emperor Meiji at the time visited the shrine, and he took it, I guess he took it personally that what Masakado was essentially perceived as an enemy of the imperial family,
yeah,
since he had declared himself emperor at that one time, and the Emperor Meiji at the time felt slighted by that. And so he decided
they're celebrating.
To,
you got
to
think it's like, that's a symbol of, you know, to the people, this is a symbol of like rising up against the emperor, yeah. And they're celebrating it.
Yeah. So the emperor decides to revoke his deity status. So he takes away his god status, and then he moves his shrine to a smaller building outside. Well, yeah, probably just like to like an outhouse outside of the main building. Not really an outhouse, but it's just like a smaller shrine.
That shows right there. He's a little stitious.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I mean, if you're not superstitious, you're like, fucking throw in the garbage. Get rid of this fucking guy. But you're like, let's just downgrade him a bit.
Well, it's like, yeah, right? Japan is very steeped in tradition. These kinds of things. It's like, I think they all are. Yeah, you have to be.
It's a little stitious.
So after they had the Great Kanto, was known as the Great Kanto earthquake, which took out a large section of the city, apparently they had to... They picked a new site for what is known as the Kubizuka. Or is it for his Kubizuka, which is a Kubizuka is a burial mound, but specifically for like your head.
Yeah.
Like a decapitated head.
That's a great metal band name, Kubizuka.
Yeah.
Kubizuka. Checking.
Which is cool, because that'd be a cool metal band name, because it's like for disembodied heads.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah. And then so they
moved. Kubasuka in English means burst. What? I thought it meant.
Kubasuka. I mean, I looked at it. Yeah, Kubizuka band. So it's like they moved this little the head stone, but they didn't. Move,
I don't
like
think it's taken, so it's up. It's, good it's fair. It's fair okay. game. Go for
copyright.
It.
So then, once they move this thing, they move the actual little burial mound, and then they actually bulldoze the burial site, and then they remove the headstones. And you know, big mistake. I think everybody kind of would.
Everyone knows
out.
Where that leads.
Yeah, everybody knows. So after that happened, shortly after that, you had the minister of finance, who's, you know, running that building, they were building the new ministry of finance on that area where they had bulldozed the little temple. He became sick and died.
Ooh, of course.
And then while they were building it over a, while they were building that building, over a dozen other employees died, and even more were apparently injured in like accidents and falls during the, like, inside the building itself. Like,
it's a fucking Mazzucato massacre, boys.
Yeah.
This is fucking terrible.
Like, it was so bad that they actually had to end up demolishing the building on that like the basis that they're like, you know, it's cursed, and they had to call in a priest, and they had to have what they call a pacification ceremony, because they didn't want to say exorcism apparently, and they had to like try and appease his spirit, because like, look, we're sorry, we're super sorry, we shouldn't have done this,
we fucked up.
Yeah. We're not building the building anymore. The building's not being built. It's all good. Don't worry.
And then, so even though you have this thing and it's like, you think apologies are enough, it still keeps going. Like, it
never stops. Masakata
remembers. Masakata remembers.
He ain't ever gonna stop.
Apparently, they forgot to put back the stone slab, which is covered in protective spells and, you know, incantations that are meant to hold Masakato's spirit in check. And then this is what they said that caused the 1940, where 9 nearby offices in that area were all destroyed by lightning strike.
Dude,
what?
Yes. Well, it's like, it was like, I guess they're all wooden buildings back then, and especially in Tokyo. So it's like, because I was like getting destroyed by lightning strikes in 19. They must be like wooden and paper buildings, right? Like, that's what they're made
out
of.
Yeah, there's a lot of structure. Yeah, back then was mostly wood. I mean, yeah, I've talked about that before.
Because I was like, to just be getting decimated by lightning strikes. You're like, a bad storm rolls through, and you're like, Masakata.
I mean, and that is what they always attributed, like, any kind of misfortune or stuff that happened right then. It was always Masakata. Like, they're always, it is persistent throughout these like 1,000 years. Like,
I invite anyone who Masakata listens to this podcast, now that you know who Masakata is, any misfortune you have, you should damn Masakata. It must be the Masakata curse.
I'm going to praise Masakata every day.
Yeah. Yeah, fuck. Well, I think that's what the mod, like,
Masakata.
Masakata. Masakata will not.
Masakata.
Yeah. He will not stop until he is basically like the one world deity.
Maybe he is. And we've all just been fucking shaming him, and that's why we're all going bald. Yeah. Okay?
Because, you remember, we start praising Masakata, we all grow back our hair. No.
6 weeks later, I got dreadlocks.
Who needs Rogaine?
So that area remained like kind of undeveloped for a while, but then when the American occupation forces kind of got in there, apparently they were going to develop it like into a parking lot, but when they started bulldozing it, apparently the bulldozer like flipped over, and like it shouldn't have, like, spontaneously flipped over, and like the locals were like, yeah, no, we're not gonna build here. You guys shouldn't build here. And they managed to convince like the American like army engineers that were like, no, don't build here. You don't want to build here. No.
This is cursed land.
Like,
yeah.
Like, give them the big hand here with the X's. Like, no. So apparently, like throughout the 20th century, like, we've still have like a number of accidents that gone through there, like fires, sicknesses, and all these kinds of things. There's one point COVID. Where
don't say it, we're banned just again.
Wait. Just that word you can't say too.
Can't say anything about it.
Can't say
what
or about
the algorithm.
To.
I'll get you.
Well, we'll find out. Actually,
fucking Masakata.
We had a 6-month ban for
Masakata ruined the podcast.
Every time something pretty much bad happens, they would have purification rituals at the Masakata. Like, you find pictures in newspapers and stuff like them at the temple of Masakata, which still stands to this day. And they're always having people there to things like there's pretty much an organization of, I think, businesses in that area that care for his shrine now. Like, they care for it, and they have people like assigned to go down there and like offer prayers pretty much every day, which is, this is kind of, it's amazing. Like, it's just, there's I think one of the In 2002, apparently the Mitsui Finance Corporation, this was like another warning or another like proof of the what people kind of took to being the like the effectiveness of the curse. Like apparently this finance corporation, it went bankrupt because they said it tried to sell mineral rights in the land where his head was buried, like in that area. Like they tried to sell the mineral rights to like people to dig there, and they went bankrupt like within like 2 years. Like,
the curse lives.
Apparently the bank that like is joint like adjacent to that area now, which is like the Mitsubishi UFJ Bank, after they built it, and I think it said that the director of the bank, like the shadow apparently of the bank, like falls over the shrine. So he felt that it was necessary in a way to try and appease the spirit of Masakado. What he did is they actually have a bank account opened in his name.
he got payment tight. He's like, God.
Yeah, that's like they have people go there and they clean the shrine and they offer up, you know, prayers and everything like that. And then it was saying that, well, funny that you should mention, you know, the whole 2020 stuff is like apparently when they postpone the Olympics.
I like that, Dan. That's the way we got to say it from now on.
Yeah, the 2020 stuff.
The 2019 stuff.
No, like, yeah, 2019, the pandemic. You can say pandemic. Like during that. During that time,
I don't know. So. I didn't know you weren't allowed to say the C word.
You probably are, but it's just like,
yeah, we're not
aggressive.
You probably would tag certain tags under your YouTube history or under your YouTube channel, then you probably can't say it because it'll just get touched on. But the 2020 Olympics being delayed because of the pandemic, it cost the city apparently like $2 billion. And again, people like over social media were bringing up the curse of Masakado. Like it's just every bad thing that happens is because Masakado, like he's still angry about everything and he's still cursing to this day. Like that's very, I mean, you can still visit his shrine. It's still there. Like it's still there. And I don't think they're ever going to build on it. It's just something that is this enduring legend. Yeah,
this is like two, like fucking thousands of years of this guy, the curse remaining of like people being like, it's this guy, it's this thing. Yeah. It's like always connected to this guy.
Yeah.
Like, when is enough curse, enough?
Like, yeah, it's like 1200 years, like something like that. Like it is just continued on where he's always like he has become so powerful and so his legend so enduring that he is now like the main source of misfortune if something happens like in that area. And it's just like a very unassuming area. It's like a banking district. Like you said, like there's the banks and stuff like that. Well, it's like banking and businesses.
There's so many like different like floating head and like floating head apparition stories too, that it's kind of like, it was kind of interesting that like, to me that I'm like, there wasn't more stories of him.
Well, there's the thing is like, it is also a tradition now that any, Japanese television network that wants to do that represents his character on screen, they have to go to the temple and they have to offer like make offerings to his spirit to appease him if they're going to if they're going to portray him in a piece of like a piece of media. Like they have to go into
it's not worth it. What happens if you accidentally like draw him and add a few LBs or something? I can't do that.
Yeah,
you
know? I know.
Add another 1,000 years on there.
You're gonna get your building struck by lightning. Like
No.
You know, bulldozer flipped over on top of you. Like it's like this, you know, for spooky Spooktober is a pretty suitable thing where it's like the 1200 year curse of the first samurai it's pretty, I mean, it sounds really rad. Like as far as curses go, like that's kind of a pretty good one.
It's a top-notch,
you know,
it's like curse.
Even the emperor, like you have like the curse of, you know, King Tut's tomb, which is like, what, how many people died? Like 4?
And it's they told you about.
Yeah,
this one, this guy's ruining the cities.
Yeah, this guy's like, yeah.
It's an interesting thought that this he's like the curse is that widespread in the area that it's affects everything. Like all of Tokyo.
Well, from Kyoto, his head was in Kyoto down to Tokyo. But I think most of the stuff is mainly like now, like within Tokyo. Like if it's something bad happens, it's whatever. But it's like he's like, man, it's the fact that the head made it all the way from Kyoto, which is like on the other side, and then like brought it back to Tokyo and been like, that head must have smelled terrible. Like, it's,
I bet they kept it in some sort of sack.
It's pickled.
They kept it in a jar, like in Zorro. Pickled, like, for sure. In Zorro, they just keep it in there. Yeah,
can we, let's take a quick beer break.
Short break.
And come back, talk about curses, little, and we'll shoot the shit on a little curses. Riffing.
All right, we'll be riffing. Right back.
Look, you like Dan, and you got a trip to Thailand coming up, and you want to impress the locals? Well, then you want Rosetta Stone. It's been the trusted expert for 30 years with millions of users and 25 different languages offered. It's got fast language acquisition. Rosetta Stone immerses you in many ways. No English translation, so you really learn to speak, listen, and think in that language. It's like having a personal trainer for your accent. It's convenient, flexible learning anytime, anywhere. Learn on the go with mobile app or at your desktop on your own schedule. Rosetta Stone has amazing value. Lifetime membership has all 25 languages for any and all trips and language needs in life. That's a lifetime access to 25 language courses Rosetta Stone offers for 50% off.
Sure, there's competitors to Rosetta Stone, but Rosetta Stone offers more languages and a lifetime membership. You could go over to Babbel and get 60% off, but it's not for a lifetime. That's why we're promoting Rosetta Stone today. All right, Theorites, don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. Alien Theorist Theorizing listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off, unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your damn life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today or look for the link in the show notes. Peace!
Your Honor, I'd like to present to the ladies and gentlemen of the jury with Exhibit B, a bag of Sweet Tango apples.
Mmm, boy, these apples are delicious!
And zesty? Mmm, and sweet.
Best I ever tasted.
Your Honor, I object. Overruled. Court dismissed. We need to recess to the grocery store for some Sweet Tango apples.
You love a great mystery, but not in the produce aisle. Be sure to reach for Sweet Tango, the most delicious tasting apple money can buy. Investigate where you can get yours at sweettango.com.
Curses.
Curses. Now, if you guys had to choose an object, I was thinking about this on the break. If you guys had to choose an object to curse that was going to like maintain your essence for as long as possible, what object would you curse?
Like your phylactery, like your lich.
Yeah. It has to be something that doesn't become obsolete.
Like your Horcrux, right? You know
something
what I mean?
That's
like
be around a long time.
Yeah, what are you guys using? What do you think what are you going with?
Well, you got to be something
like heirlooms or something.
Yeah, you got to be something that goes like doesn't corrode, doesn't rust. Mm-hmm. Something will last forever. So it's got to be gold plated or pure gold.
But I also think it's got to be like coveted that people want it and they want to take care of it.
Yeah, gold. No big deal. Nobody wants
it. No one wants gold.
Yeah. White gold though.
White gold? That's what you're going with? You're going with white gold? I don't know. You know what I think I'm going with like a, you know those like old like the Corel like the like country, like the baking the casserole dishes, like the old style ones with the glass top.
That's yours.
I think that's what I'm cursing.
You just curse the food that goes in it.
Yeah, everything you eat, and then they're like,
nobody would want to eat out of it.
No, the curse is it's so delicious you can't get rid of the casserole dish because you're like, nothing makes food this good. But meanwhile, I'm fucking in your house.
I guess it goes to what's the extent of curses? Because if I wanted to do some serious damage as a curse, like I want to curse like the water supply. Like I want to be like
that's fucking such a zealous.
We're talking now.
Like that's like yeah. Hey, listen, that's a perfect thing to fucking curse.
You know what I want to curse? I'm gonna curse two twin towers. I'm gonna curse two planes right into them. That sells. Sell goes right into terrorists.
That was over in a day.
Like curse what? The water supply? Like people drink from it and then they get cursed.
And then I curse everyone together. I control everyone through my curse.
Well, like what's the curse, dude?
Oh, it depends.
Varies per person.
Varies per person. How much water did you consume while it was cursed? So, you know, some type of like pump part, like the pump fucking propeller or something.
Just pumping it. It's just
because if you just curse a random object, think about it. If you curse us a random object and then like someone finds it at a thrift store or something, then you just
curse Why can't I just curse a cave?
Why can't I curse a whole city through the
water? No, I thought we said object. So we said that he'd be qualified if I say object.
It is an object. It's a giant pump propeller and the main feed for the whole city.
Why don't I curse like a volcano?
Can we curse it? Can we curse the earth? I'll just curse the earth.
I curse infinity.
The whole earth is... Listen.
I curse the whole galaxy. Fuck it.
I don't deal in realistic, all right? That's boring.
Terry, I'm cursing the water supply. Upriver.
Okay, well, I guess what are the parameters then of the curse? If I can't... It's just got to be something you have to like wear.
I think it's got to be an object. I think it's got to be an object. Can't be like
no bigger than a bread box.
You know what I mean? Like, I think it's got to be.
Well, it's like an object. You can be like, oh, I'm going to curse the Statue of Liberty. Like,
and oh, that's good. And anyone who goes to the Statue of Liberty
is cursed. Always, yeah, cursed to love democracy.
I'm just saying you can't curse anything big because none of us are as powerful as Musakata, who's cursing whole city.
He's been cursing for so long.
Yeah, he's been cursing.
Like something like, you know, like the, let's say like the Mona Lisa, for instance, like that thing is going to be admired by fucking people and shit forever.
Anyone she
and
walks
all you gotta do is make
with?
Eye contact with.
Oh, that's good, actually. You know? I like that.
Yeah. Right?
That's good. I like that. That'd be a good object to curse. How do you curse? Like, could I just walk up and be like, curse an object? You know what I mean? Like,
no, I don't know.
I wonder if the leaf has to die. Like, you have to die and leave like your curse.
Yeah.
You can't be living in curse.
I feel like you have to have some type of sentimental. Like if I was going to curse something, it would have to be something like to do with me. You know, you can't just randomly pick something. Like,
oh yeah, it has to be attuned. It has to be attuned.
So Andrew's going to curse the lions again. Is what he's
no, God no, no. That's the last thing I'd want to curse.
His Lions jersey.
If I can't watch him win, no one can.
No. That's all I want is them to win. I don't care.
No, but that's what I'm saying. If you die before they win, then you're going to curse them so that no one can watch them.
There's probably a good chance. that's probably more than likely, unfortunately.
Yeah, I think I'm going to like a cooking thing that people like. Like those, I'm telling you, those dishes. You guys know the casserole dishes I'm talking about, like the older ones. The country style ones, they got the fucking two handles, little glass. I got one in my house right now. I'll go grab it.
Yeah, but
show you guys.
Like, why? Like, it's got to be something
you're
like
curse one family.
Yeah.
Yeah, sweet. But then they're going to pass it on, like, because those are coveted.
No, they're going to pass the thing on to Value Village.
Yeah. Someone's going to break
it. And then someone's going to be like, holy shit, what a deal.
You're going to curse one. Well, let's just curse an HVAC unit, like an entire school. Like, you know, it's like, whatever.
That's not a bad idea. That's the, you know,
that's a good idea. Now we're talking.
It's a water supply. Now
that's
it's
good
supply.
Ideas.
Anyone who breathes that air is cursed.
I'm going to curse like, the boiler in the local, in the freaking hotel or something.
Like the Pyrex. Remember those old vintage Pyrex bowls?
Yeah,
that'd be a good one too. Like the big soup bowls.
Yeah. Well, because you're just saying like these things stick around for a long time. Is that why you're thinking that?
Yeah. Okay. And that's why like people like them. Like these ones are like the 1950s.
I know. I left all my wife's Pyrex bowls at work and they're all gone now.
Because people were like,
they cursed and now they're cursed.
Yeah, listen. Because some of those are so coveted that people are like hockey card. That'd be a good one. Like a rare hockey card. Curse it.
Okay, Gretzky.
Yeah, okay. I want to curse Amazing Fantasy number 15. But like the highest graded one left.
PSA 10.
Like a 6. CGC fucking 10. Or there's no 10, like 6. Collectibles. I wonder what the fucking highest grade. What are you drinking?
Well, isn't that PSA? Isn't that a big one? PSA grading? PSA
10?
Like,
you're cursing an object and it's like, is it gonna do, like, what does your curse do though? Because then it's gonna be something that, like, people don't want that object. When they want to get rid of it.
Yeah, but they gotta narrow it down. You know what I mean? They gotta first off figure out what the object that is of the curse.
I feel like it would be something that people wanna own. It's like the Hope Diamond. Like, the Hope Diamond is cursed, or is considered cursed, but it's like people still want it.
You know? Like a Pyrex bowl.
Yeah,
or time casserole dish.
I will go get another one. Like, this one is cursed.
Yeah, but the thing is, I think you don't know what,
more,
like,
important than this
in the house. You don't know what's cursing you.
Amazing Fantasy number 15, fucking 9.6 around.
Ooh,
that's insane.
Listen,
a 9.6.
I figured out my curse.
The thing's from 1962, and it's a 9.6. That's amazing.
So I'm cursing like a casserole, like an antique casserole dish, like one of those.
Everything
fucking
to do with
nice
food,
ones.
Which is always
right.
Yeah,
it's always, and then
it's
you
always
eat,
food. Why?
And then you eat when you make a casserole.
Are you listen? Sorry, are you cursing food because food has cursed you? Is that where we're going with this? Is this why?
Listen, I've been on a diet. I'm losing weight right now, and so that's all I can think about. Right?
The irony of this. Is everything has to do with food.
I'm
cursing people with your curse. It's perfect. Yeah,
what I'm getting, this is my curse though. I figured it out. So in my casserole dish, whatever you cook, whether it be dip, casserole, whatever, is so delicious. It's so good. But you have never-ending chronic diarrhea. And you don't know, you're like, you, and the thing is you don't know if you have a medical condition. So you're never like, oh, what's,
yeah, these people aren't going to be alive for very long if they have never-ending fucking diarrhea.
Oh, dude, I've had diarrhea.
That's called dysentery, my friend.
I've had diarrhea for 15 years. I'm fine. Look at me. I'm the exception to the rule.
You said never-ending, though. So you just be diarrheaing.
No. It's just like, hey, listen. Okay, let's say this.
It'd be something like
soft,
it be something
more than
subtle,
average,
like,
soft stools.
Like the first dish you cook it, the first dish you cook in it is like, that's the best dish, and it'll never be as good as the first time, but it's so good.
You keep trying to make it.
Yeah. So see, that's like, fucking good.
And you get progressively worse every time. You're like, I made it the exact same. It's worse than even before.
Something like that. It makes people crazy.
Because if the first dish, you burn it and it's shitty, you're like, fuck this fucking dish. This thing's fucked.
But it's so good the first time that you keep trying to make it. But it's
good. I like that curse.
Dan's playing chess.
Because, like, listen, we only have enough power. Honestly, I think that curse is in our wheelhouse. Like, that kind of that level of cursing. I think that's in our wheelhouse.
Yes. I'll give you that.
That's good. I like that. I might use that. That's going to be my curse when I pass.
Or one of those, like, you curse one of those, like, little 2x2, like, Lego pieces, and it's just always shit.
When I pass, you guys are going to each get a casserole dish. You're going to be like, motherfucker. And Zell, to you, to Andrew, Zell, and Dan, a set of casserole dishes.
I want them.
I'll take the curse. I'm fine with the curse.
Checking out.
It's gone. It's great.
It's actually just the ones that Angie's wife's pistols. Didn't you tickle them all to work or whatever? It's like, those are just the ones that, Brayden has them.
You're getting back. What's your curse? Zell, what's your curse? I could see you smoke. I could see Zell, like, cursing a bong. You know what I mean? Like
a bong?
Oh yeah.
Golden bong. It lasts
like
forever.
A vape.
Well, aren't they made of glasses? I mean, like...
Yeah, and you just smoke all your weed, but you never get high.
You're like, as high as the first time. Like, I mean, it would be like, something like that.
It's the opposite, actually.
You get more and more high.
You put your normal amount of weed in, you get so high. So ridiculous.
Like, what the hell? And you're like, I got too high. And you can never put in less, because every time you put in less, you even get more high.
No. The curse is you smoke it and you're high forever.
That'd be the worst.
That's terrifying.
High forever. And it takes a long time to set in. So it took 9 rips of it before it set in. And then.
Oh, so you're like, you're fucked. You're another planet.
I ruined forever. A lot of lives here.
Yeah, that's like the people who drop acid and never come back.
Drop too much acid, crazy? Never come back.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Happens.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, they've been cursed.
They got cursed.
They took some cursed acid.
They had a laboratory curse.
All that guy
Masakado!
Got the
Masakado. What was it? I just
saw that news story. That guy took mushrooms and then cut his dick off. Like, did you see that?
Oh, dude. Yeah. How? Yeah.
That's a curse. Yeah, that's pretty fucking cursed.
Cursed mushrooms.
Cursed mushrooms. Jesus. First recorded instance of that.
That's the worst. That's the worst.
Being
a super stoned high for the rest of your life.
You just can't come out of it.
You couldn't even function. You were.
I'm terrible. I'm a terrible person. All right. What can I say?
Yeah. That's
good. All going down together.
It's just to be like, it's like one of those things.
Dan, what are you cursing? What are you cursing?
Have to be something. I don't know. It had to be like a piece of art or something that people. No, I always want to. I want to
Gundam curse, for sure.
I want to curse one of those. Oh, maybe. I want to curse one of those things. Kind of like the Hellraiser puzzle. Like I want something like that. I want to curse something like that. That people like display.
Dan
like
curses a jigsaw puzzle that's always missing a piece, no matter what. Mm. And then you count. It's like 300 pieces, and you count the pieces, and you're like, "There's 300 here." But there's a missing piece.
And that's always a different missing piece every time you
And you're like, what the fuck? How many pieces? There's 300 pieces. It's always
I feel like it would be better if it were not a puzzle piece, but it's like it would be a Gundam because you'd always be missing a separate piece and you're always trying to put it together. And like you missing that one piece, but you're like, I have to take it back apart. I have to take the whole thing apart because that one piece goes like here. And you're like, ah, fuck. And so every time you put it together, it's a different piece that's missing. Oh man, that would suck. That would be terrible. Yeah, I feel like that's every Gundam I put together. It's like that. It's like, God, fuck. I'm missing this piece. Like, where is it? And like, oh, and you find it. And then you're like, okay. And now you have to take the whole leg or chest piece apart and put it in. And then you're missing another part. Absolute madness.
One day people are going to be like, oh, the old dick work. Curse. The dick word curse.
Oh, can you curse audio? Can you curse a podcast every time someone listens to it?
We can try.
Isn't that the Evil Dead? Like Evil Dead, they curse that audio thing.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's right.
Perfect. That's it. That's what I wanted to do.
The ring is the videotape, right?
I just cursed this episode forever. You're welcome.
What happens when people listen to this?
It's up to the individual. It's a changing curse.
Yeah. But it'll be bad. Anything bad that happens to you from this point on.
Oh no, this is the greatest curse, actually. The curse is I curse this episode, and the curse is you're gonna hear this and you're gonna think to yourself, what would I be cursed with? And that's it.
Yeah.
So it's different per person.
You never come up with something.
Yeah.
Too late.
But you will be cursed.
You're already cursed. Whoever listens to this,
you're cursed. I feel like that's already a thing.
Because you know, when someone says like, oh, what do you picture, blah, 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 when you do this, and someone is instantly, their mind will just put something together. That's what happened right now when people listen to this episode. They went, what would I be cursed with? Cursed. Boom.
Don't think about curses. Don't think about curses.
Oh, this is bullshit. That's not going to happen to me. I'm not fucking worried about that.
The first curse that you think of is the one that the first curse that you think of is the one that becomes your curse.
You didn't get that. You didn't get the promotion at work.
It will become your destroyer.
There's gonna be some really shitty curse where like someone gets a speeding ticket every day.
Yeah, watch out for the Stay Puft Marshmallow.
No matter which way you end up.
Yeah, but you'd end up walking because you're gonna lose your license.
Yeah,
you got a week. You get rack up 7 parking tickets whatever the fucks.
People sitting there. Don't think about curses. Don't think about curses. Don't think about curses.
That's what's happening to all these people right now listening. Thousands of people are going about to be cursed.
I was thinking about the Stay Puffed Marshmallow Man.
You're welcome,
Andrew. What are you cursing? What's your curse?
Well, I went with the fine art. I think that was a good one. I think something timeless, something classic, like a 1970 Buick GSX. That would be good. Ooh. First time you fire it up, it's amazing. Best ride of your life. The next time, dead. and then you go take it to a mechanic. Everybody comes, looks, everything runs fine. Then you go to take it for a drive, can't.
Anytime someone else looks at it, it turns over
first try for anyone.
Yep. Anyone else, but and for you, you can't drive it.
You know how maddening that would be? And you're like, something's wrong with this. Someone jumps in, fires it up first try. You're like, all right, But the battery never dies. You're like, what the fuck is happening? That would be aggravating.
That would be infuriating.
Yeah. You just never drive it.
Just sit in it.
Yeah. You're like, I love this car.
Yeah, here you try. Fucking boom.
Yeah, that's my first try. What's wrong with this thing? It's like an ignition lock. You got to get somebody to come in and start it for you. You're like waving strangers. You're like, hey, can you come? Hey, no, 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 please.
Yeah, but the minute you sit behind the wheel, it dies.
Yo.
As soon as anyone's not looking at, watching the vehicle,
and you can't enjoy it. You can't drive it.
You turn it over, check engine light comes over, like comes on.
Yep.
Fuck. That's a good one.
Oh, then you're forced to sell it, and then the next guy that gets, same thing happens to him. But no one's ever going to just like get rid of it.
Well, and the worst part is like you sell it, and you're like, well, listen, it's the craziest thing. I cannot get it to start. Anyone else can get it to start. And the person who's going to buy it. You
can't even tell them that.
Well, you would.
You can't tell them it's a $150,000 car.
Yeah, but then the guy goes and he turns it over, and he's like, all right, I'll buy the car. And then as soon as you sign the papers, it never starts for him again.
Curse transfers.
He drives it home, and he's like, oh, yes, parks it. And then he's like, goo, 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 goo. He's
like, oh. Yeah, you get one drive, and it's the
You get one drive. You get one drive. Yeah. That's a good curse.
All right, if you got a great curse, let us know your best curse.
What's your best curse?
What object?
Don't put it on us, though.
What object would you curse? And what would be the curse?
What would be the curse?
Yeah, I like it.
Best curse wins a curse.
Doesn't get cursed by this audio.
There you go. Yeah, the curse I put on the audio. Best curse, you're safe.
Reverse curse, you get reverse curse technique.
There it is. The old Uno reverse. For everyone else, sucks to suck.
Yeah.
I can't believe I went this whole show talking about curses in Japan. It meant Jujutsu Kaisen once. Okay.
What?
Good. Nothing. Inside joke.
Oh, there you go. All right. Well, on this episode, let's read a couple of beauties who've been supporting the show, supporting their favorite podcast.
Woo!
Legends. We're going to read a couple of supporters from Supercast who've either made the switch or decided to go with Supercast because they're not getting dinged on their phone. We got Mason Pedersen, cousin of Elias.
Let's go.
The Pleiadian Gentleman. That's definitely a switch over because I recognize that from Patreon.
Pleiadian Gentleman.
Yeah. John Castillo, Stephen Wooding, and Cameron Rodriguez. Those are new for the month of September, and we're gonna a couple on Patreon who have signed up, hopefully not on the phone, sign up on desktop and you will bypass the massive fees we will incur. We got Anna Zirkel. That's a great fucking last name.
That's a fucking great name.
Yeah,
we got Stetson Ryberg,
another one.
Jordan Patti and Markle Jordan, cousin of
that's
Michael.
That's a great name.
As far as I know.
Yeah.
Anyways, thanks very much for supporting the show.
And Zell, we can cut this out if it doesn't happen. But we also got someone sponsoring the show as of October 1st. Should we wait? We'll wait to make sure it happens.
Check caches? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, we'll check.
There's a potential big sponsor of the show, individual sponsor. It'd be a legend.
Yeah.
If it happens, we'll be sure he'll get a bunch of shout outs if it happens. No doubt.
Yeah, yeah. If it happens, but yeah, yeah. Hey.
See what happens.
It'll be the new Pod Daddy.
Pod Daddy.
Pod Daddy.
All right. Whatever Pod Daddy wants, we do. We're going to be skipping after hours this week just because we had a little kerfuffle here, but back to regular next week.
Yeah. And as we always say at the end of these things, keep those eyes on the skies.
Peace.
Your
Your Honor, I'd like to present to the ladies and gentlemen of the jury with Exhibit B, a bag of Sweet Tango apples.
Mmm, boy, these apples are delicious.
And zesty? Mmm, and sweet.
Best I ever tasted.
Your Honor, I object. Overruled. Court dismissed. We need to recess to the grocery store for some Sweet Tango apples.
You love a great mystery, but not in the produce aisle. Be sure to reach for Sweet Tango, the most delicious tasting apple money can buy. Investigate where you can get yours at SweetTango.com.